Having a breastfeeding plan is essential. Your breastfeeding plan is a strategic guide that outlines your feeding goals for your baby. It serves as a valuable tool for both your family and your healthcare provider. That's why I'm thrilled to share my four essential elements of a breastfeeding plan, your ultimate cheat sheet. To get your copy, head over to www.pregnancyconcepts.com, and at the homepage will be a pop-up box. There you can put in your information and have access to the download. Whether you're considering pregnancy, an expectant parent who planned their pregnancy, had an uh-oh moment and found yourself unexpectedly expecting, or knee-deep in parenting, this podcast is here to support you every step of the way. Hello, I'm your host, Kimberly Myers, and welcome to For the Love of Parenting podcast, covering topics from pre-baby readiness, pregnancy, childbirth preparation, the exploration of breastfeeding, navigating early parenthood stages, and beyond. This podcast explores the joys, obstacles, and more, while providing guidance, insight, and relatable, honest conversation about the roller coaster journey of parenthood. Welcome to my podcast. I want my listeners to know that the information shared in today's episode is for informational and educational purposes only and does not serve as medical advice, a basis for diagnosis or recommendation of treatment. Always, always seek the advice of your healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or health concern. The information provided is based on the most current recommendations at the time of this podcast. Welcome back, For My Love of Parenting family. Thank you so much for your understanding while I was experiencing technical difficulties in recording my podcast. So I'm going to jump on here today with some quick updates and information on things to come with my podcast and upcoming events. As you know, all this month I have been celebrating American Heart Month, and I have enjoyed educating you all on heart disease as it relates to those before, during, and after pregnancy. I cannot stress it enough. Heart health and pregnancy is a very important topic. As we bring this health observance to a close, let's recap. Remember, according to the American Heart Association, heart disease is the leading cause of maternal death. So before pregnancy, women who improve their heart health before they get pregnant can reduce their medical risk later. Research shows when women take a proactive approach and start early, they can lower their risk and likelihood for pregnancy complications. Pregnancy can put stress on a woman's heart, which can worsen any existing medical condition, including heart disease. Following a few tips can help improve your wellness before pregnancy. Number one, make your health a top priority and find a good healthcare provider. Then schedule a checkup, discuss your pregnancy plans, as well as any medical concerns, conditions, and your family history. Become educated on the risk factors associated with heart problems. As stated in episode 10 of my podcast, it's all about your heart in pregnancy. Some of those conditions are obesity, diabetes, or a family history of cardiovascular disease. Other conditions that may affect your heart health are high blood pressure, smoking, sedentary lifestyle, high cholesterol levels, being overweight without obesity. So you want to adopt a healthier lifestyle by making sure you are making healthy choices. That can be becoming and staying physically active. Be sure to discuss this with your healthcare provider before starting your routine. You will also want to eat a nutritious diet, which we will be discussing next month as we celebrate National Nutrition Month. You want to stop smoking and avoid secondhand smoke. Get enough sleep. Manage your stress. Number four, you want to manage your medical conditions before pregnancy. If you have medical conditions prior to pregnancy, you may need specialized care or monitoring, which can last from preconception until after childbirth. If you're already pregnant, during pregnancy, all pregnant women need specialized care. But if you have a heart condition, you may need a healthcare team to ensure a healthy pregnancy. To help decrease complications for you and your developing baby, regular monitoring will be needed throughout your pregnancy. There are many things you can do to have a safe pregnancy. You want to get early and often prenatal care. During your visit, you want to discuss any concerns you may have about your pregnancy. You want to understand that your healthcare team will do routine testing and monitoring to ensure your pregnancy is going well. You want to make sure that you're mentioning any heart or other major health problems diagnosed in you or your family members. You want to eat well with nutritious meals and snacks. You want to stay active, and you want to hydrate your body with lots of water. You want to also discuss any prescription medications, over-the-counter, or supplements that you may be taking. Postpartum, or after pregnancy, is a key time to stay on top of your own health. According to the American Heart Association, many heart-related problems can happen in the days and weeks after delivery, even up to a year. So there are a few things that you want to remember and implement. You want to continue to make sure your health is priority. Get continued medical care. Keep your medical appointments. Monitor your mental health. Find ways to be active. Find time to sleep. Eat nutritious foods. Rely on your support network. That is what they're there for. Do not think that you can do everything on your own. Most of all, as we end the recap, remember to take care of your heart and also spread the word about the importance of a healthy heart and pregnancy before, during, and after. As we move into next month, for the Love of Parenting podcast, as well as Pregnancy Concepts, we'll be celebrating National Nutrition Month. So shout out to all of my registered dietitian nutritionists and nutrition and dietetic technicians. Throughout the month, I will be posting information on events on my website. So make sure that you visit www.pregnancyconcept.com for more information. For my Love of Parenting podcast family for helping me celebrate American Heart Month. I hope that you were able to gain some information on the importance of a healthy heart before, during, and after pregnancy. Please share what you've learned to others. Thank you so much. Just a bit of news on my book club event. So Sunday, this past Sunday, February 25th, I sent out an alert on my social channels postponing my book club event at the Barnes & Noble bookstore in Bowie, Maryland. Since I'm super passionate about the importance of childbirth education, I have decided to offer this book club event virtually. Date and time will be announced for this live event. So if you would like to get more information directly sent to you, simply visit my website at www.pregnancyconcepts.com and you can scroll down on the bottom of any page to subscribe. And this is how you can get information on this upcoming event and more events to come.